Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And a game earlier, he stuck with his starting five for the entire third quarter, and we all loved it. We were all like, yeah, that was great. That was smart. In this case, at some point, he needed to pull Karl-Anthony Towns. He needed to go to Mitchell Robinson. At some point, he needed to go to Deuce McBride. And when he finally made those changes, it was too late.
All right, 3 minutes too late.
And that's like, of all the issues we could address, and there are plenty, and there will be plenty more from Knick fans, to me it was letting that game slip in the third quarter without going to Mitchell Robinson, who, let's face it, this is a weird statement to make. He was the best player on the Knicks in Game 5.
He had a career day from the free throw line, you might say. Well, 100%.
That part was nuts.
I know, but in real time, as a head coach, and you see this, you have to recognize it. I have an alternative, and yeah, they may hack a Mitch, but right now, Mitch is actually making some free throws. So you have to be okay with it. And even if it's just a... not even punitive, but just a collect yourself moment for Karl-Anthony Towns. Sometimes as a coach, you gotta help your guy. You gotta help your team.
And 100%.
By leaving them in there and struggling, and I know this is the old cliche, yeah, he'll shoot his way out of it. Yeah, he'll work his way out of it. You just gotta let him play and grind. By this point in the season, you gotta know that sometimes that's not gonna happen for Cat.
And not only that, if he was a two-way player, I'd say, yeah, fine, let him in, let him win. Right. He's a liability defensively, and he's committing idiotic fouls.
Right. It's not like Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges could score 2 points on 20 shots, and you're like, all right, whatever. He's shutting down as a wing. He's shutting down their best shooter. So you're fine. And we've seen games like that in this series. But Cat doesn't have that leeway, or he shouldn't have that leeway. And this goes back to the flaw that we've talked about with Coach Thibodeau for a long time. He gets locked in his ways, he gets set in his rotations, and he's not going to change no matter what because he believes it'll work itself out.
It was a 13-point game with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter when Tom Thibodeau made those changes. He brought Deuce in for Bridges, mm-hmm. He put Mitch in for Cat, and while things didn't get better necessarily, that was a change he needed to make 4 minutes earlier. He needed to do it when it was a 6-point game, before it completely had slipped, because by that point, and it gets to 13,
yeah,
you've let it go too far.
Right.
And that's one of the big issues that Tom Thibodeau had last night. Let's go to Dan in Saratoga. How are you, Dan?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. When you talk about Thibodeau, you talk about during the game not making an adjustment.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about before the game. If you know Jason Tatum's not playing and you're not going to have a guy standing 22 feet away from the hoop in the center of the court catching three passes to look for his open three, you got to assume they're going to play differently.
Yeah.
And they were driving the hoop last night.
We said
they were taking 2-point shots, the Celtics. And I'll tell you something else. You know what happened when they were playing that way? The Knicks were always a half a step behind, and
yes,
that's what caused a lot of the fall.
You nailed it. No, you absolutely nailed it. Like, Peyton Pritchard gets a lot of credit for his shooting, but him driving and kicking was a big part of the flow of that Celtic offense. Mm-hmm. Now, we all knew, and I think Tom Thibodeau knew this, that yes, the Celtics are going to be different with Jason Tatum out. And let's also make this very clear. The Celtics aren't better without Jason Tatum. They're different.
We talked about it yesterday.
Very different.
Jason Tatum is a ISO basketball player. He can create one-on-one. He can find his own shot. If he gets a mismatch after all the switching that they do defensively, or at least screens that they do offensively, you end up seeing him just rise up and take shots.
Right.
And he knocks him down at a great rate. It's why he's one of the best players in the NBA. But with him out, and we said this yesterday as well, they had to do something different.
Yeah.
They were one of the worst ball movement teams offensively in the NBA this postseason. If there was one change that was going to happen without Jason Tatum, it was going to be ball movement.
Right, and it kind of reminds me of when Brunson
went.
Because
what else can you do?
No, you're right. That's the way you got to play. When Brunson went down during the regular season, no one in their right mind thought the Knicks were better. But they would win a few games, and we would all comment on how different they are, how they're a better defensive team.
Right.
All of a sudden, Deuce is out there for 30 minutes. He defends at a 100% higher level than Jalen. It doesn't make you better, but you've got to adapt. And in Game 5, the Celtics adapted brilliantly. The Knicks did it.
Yep.
Now, the good news for the Knicks is they've got two games to figure out the new ball movement-led Boston Celtics, because they still get two more cracks at the apple. Let's go to, I guess it's Seiya in Queens. How are you, Seiya?
You want to come back to you?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's up?
He wants to make a New York City!
Yeah.
He wants to move on! He wants to make Donny Sutton!
I'm confused. Are you a Knick fan or a
they
Celtic?
They will never! Ever be the same again.
That's Chris Jericho. Okay. Who are you referring to, by the way, Saya?
The Boston Celtics.
Oh, okay. They'll never be the same again. Okay. So you're a Knick fan talking trash? I'm very confused by you right now, though I do like your wrestling line.
Right.
Hey, I spoke to Tiki and Sean yesterday. But I basically spoke to him about was, we take a home game off every single series.
Yeah.
But I didn't see yesterday coming yesterday because we were undefeated in the road. I'm like, what's happening here?
Well, damn it, Sam, it's just your fault. They took the day off on the road. Or they took the half off. They took a half off on the road.
They don't play consistently.
No, they don't.
If that's your critique, fair game. They don't play. They don't do it consistently.
It would suck if that's their fatal flaw. The opportunity is right in front of them. They still do, in effect, have the Boston Celtics on the ropes because all they got to do is win one more. They have home court in the Eastern Conference if they get through and get to the finals, and they're just not consistent, and that could be what dooms them.
So we have seen the lack of a closeout before from this team, and they have responded each time.
Yes.
When you think back to the Detroit series, they had a chance to close them out at Madison Square Garden. They failed. They responded. They closed them out a day later because they got another crack at it. If you go back to last year with Philadelphia, kind of the same thing. They collapsed in a game 5.
Right.
Got another chance at it, closed them out. So they have shown an inconsistency in closing teams out, but they've also shown an ability to recover.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people are going to focus on Cat after this game. His lack of basketball IQ, just the bad nature with which he seemed to be playing. But the reason that they still have a chance and you shouldn't be panicking here is because Jalen Brunson, while being one of the great closers in basketball, as we've talked about, and an elite scorer when he needs to be at times, he's also very, very smart and aware. And there's a reason that those bad back-to-back games in the postseason don't happen, it's because of Jalen Brunson. Right? He's a good leader.
And he doesn't have back-to-back bad games,
and
like
he
said.
And he recognizes and is aware of what's wrong. It's, and again, we talked about it in the first segment. I commend him for not saying it. He could have and maybe should have said it. If they get eliminated in game seven, I'm sure you'll hear some of that stuff come out. But right now, you still have games to play. You internalize it. You fix it yourself or with your head coach or whatever. Whichever way you got to do it, you get it done right. And I think Jalen Brunson is more than capable of doing that.
Nick is calling from Astoria. Good afternoon, Nick.
Evan, Tiki, how are you guys today?
Good, man. What's up?
All right. So as an IBO, right?
Yeah.
What Joe Mazzulla did yesterday was the smartest thing ever. So what they were doing was playing a man-to-man defense, but with a floating defender. So that floating defender was either guarding Josh Hart or whoever, Mitchell Robinson. So if any of the shooters or any of the guys are driving into the lane, they're coming over and double-teaming that player and forcing them to pass the ball to Josh Hart.
Yes.
Which brings the point of you saying before, you know, Josh Hart was taking a lot of shots. That's exactly what they wanted.
No, I know. That's what they were. But that's not ideal. Like, even though Josh made the two threes he took in the third quarter, and that's always a good sign, mm-hmm. it's also a negative because now all of a sudden Josh Hart is shooting the basketball way too much.
Right.
He's got to take all the shots now. He's got to take all, exactly. You don't want him to be evil.
But he shot 60% from three-point range.
He
made
did,
five of his nine.
But in the third quarter, he went 2-for-6 from the field.
I hear you.
The third quarter's the game, Teak.
100% it was the game. That's really all that matters. You got to look at the third quarter because that's when they got run away from. But this is where you miss the Josh Hart from a year ago. Because last year, regular season, a lot of people were saying, Josh, he's just scared to shoot. He wants to give the ball up. But once you got to the postseason, it flipped for him. Like the switch flipped for him, and he was aggressive as a shooter. You saw it a little bit yesterday. You saw it a couple games. What was it, game one or game two, whichever one it was, where he scored 23. Maybe that was a Pistons series. I can't remember. But he has to be ready to shoot.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Because they're letting him shoot.
Yeah, no doubt. They're daring him.
What
flipped him yesterday is he had two incidences. He had the bloody incident, which we did not notice from where we were sitting, how bloodified he got.
Right, and then, of course, on TV. They showed it, and it was like his whole face is.
Put it this way. Tommy shows me the picture, right? He's on the social media showing it to me. And I'm like, my first reaction was, that's not real.
Mm.
That was my reaction to you. And didn't you agree with me and say, that doesn't look real?
Oh, this is AI generated.
I thought Bad Tiki created nice Josh Hart or something. You know what I mean? Or bloody Josh Hart. I was like, this looks like a production that we did or something. It looked doctored.
It really did.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.